After missing the final 10 games of Carolina's 2023 season with a back injury, Vance Honeycutt knew something had to change. His breakout freshman campaign had given way to a solid but not spectacular sophomore year, one which also saw the Diamond Heels take a step back from a super regional berth to elimination in the regionals. Honeycutt would be draft eligible by the summer of 2024, but the prospect's projections had slipped from when he was once considered a candidate for the number one overall pick. Many scouts will look to analytics data when searching for ways to improve a prospect, and the amount of available information is at an all-time high. But there are some drawbacks, as UNC head coach Scott Forbes explains.
A lot of those analytics that everybody are looking at are analytics from Major League Baseball. So that's, college baseball is different than Major League Baseball. We have great players, but we're not like the top 2% in the world. It's really hard to be a major leaguer.
Enter Rapsodo, a baseball analytics company which provides valuable data for professional as well as amateur ball players. Everything from a pitcher's spin rate on his fastball to a batter's spray chart on hits is available with their technology. Brian Page, a key accounts manager with the company, told 97.9 The Hill Rapsodo's mission is to give all prospects access to the data which formerly was only available in the big leagues.
It's given them a better chance to have like that report card of data that's already trusted by the industry from Rapsodo. So the ultimate goal is to get those players to the next level and give everyone that professional grade tool to have the best chance to develop and get scouted.
Honeycutt was already a known commodity by the time he committed to Forbes in Carolina out of Salisbury High School. The San Francisco Giants had selected Honeycutt in the 20th round of the 2021 MLB draft, but he opted to pursue a collegiate career instead. And his outstanding first year in Chapel Hill certainly made it clear Honeycutt had chosen well. But the slight regression in 2023 hurt his stock, and although Honeycutt still grades as a first-round prospect, there is disagreement as to how high he will go. Optimists see his five-tool skill set as an undeniable draw, while pessimists will point to his elevated strikeout numbers as reason enough to stay away. But he's just so darn good. After an offseason of working with Rapsodo via a name, image, and likeness partnership, Honeycutt has posted career-best numbers in batting average, home runs, and slugging percentage. In six NCAA tournament games this season, Honeycutt has clubbed four home runs, including two in consecutive at-bats across games 1 and 2 of the Super Regional against West Virginia, the first of which was a walk-off. This year also saw Honeycutt collect his second straight ACC Defensive Player of the Year award, earn first-team All-Conference honors for the first time in his career, and earn a first-team All-America nod from Perfect Game. Page expressed appreciation for a player of Honeycutt's caliber being open to working with this program.
It's really cool to see those guys, like Vance Honeycutt, to where they know the data, they're really excited to have a unit for themselves, and they're excited to be part of the Rapsodo program. That's been really cool to see, because it's kind of the guys that we've tracked for a long time now that are really familiar with the data.
A hitting report for Honeycutt provided to 97.9 The Hill by Rapsodo shows numerous data points, including where in the strike zone he hits best and where in the field his hits tend to go. For Honeycutt's part, he said he takes a less is more approach when combing through that data.
You know, analytics are great, but just kind of limiting, you know, what you're looking at. You know, I don't think everything is, you know, good to look at all the time. So just kind of realizing like kind of, you know, those things that work for you and, you know, just being able to hone in on those and then use those to help you succeed on the field.
Success on the field is nothing new to Honeycutt, and he hopes to lead the Diamond Heels to their first ever national championship in Omaha. Though Forbes is keen to remind everyone Honeycutt is only a junior, it's almost a sure bet the center fielder will forgo his final college season and enter the MLB draft this summer. And though it's his jaw-dropping talent which has gotten him there, his off-season analytics work has undoubtedly given the future first-rounder a boost. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.